I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Back in the 1930s, Al Jolson was known as the world's greatest entertainer. He began as a blackface vaudeville performer singing Mammy on one knee, and he starred in the first talkie movie, The Jazz Singer, in 1927. He was on the air with his own radio show from 1932 to 1949, with a couple of breaks in between. His first show was called Presenting Al Jolson, and that soon became the Kraft Music Hall. In 1934, Bing Crosby replaced Jolson as host of the Kraft Music Hall, and Jolson's show became first the Shell Chateau, then the Lifebuoy Program, the Rinso Program, the Tuesday Night Party, the Colgate Program, and finally, in 1947, he went back to host the Kraft Music Hall again. In this last version of the Al Jolson Show, Oscar Levant was Jolson's sidekick. This episode, from May 6, 1948, features guest star Groucho Marx.
From Radio City in New York, this is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Groucho Marx.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come
Thank you, thank you. Well, folks, this is Al Jolson in the old Kraft Music Hall. And believe me, it's nice to be back here in New York. New York with its gay nightclubs, its wonderful theaters and the Broadway shows. For $5, you can see the Pulitzer Prize play, A Streetcar Named Desire. And for 5 cents, you can take a ride on the subway named Perspire. But I'm so happy tonight to be in New York that I'm going to sing a song about Hawaii. Down Hawaii away, where it tends to rain. On an evening I heard a hula maiden say, Yakahula higgy doo la, Yakahula higgy doo. Down Hawaii away, by the moonlit bay. When I waited a while, she stole my heart away. Yakahula higgy doo la, Yakahula higgy doo. Oh, I don't care if you love the latest foreign dear. You'll forget about them all if you could hear. Yakahula higgy doo la, Yakahula higgy doo. I'm coming back to you, my hula loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you're gonna play for me. And once again, you'll sway my heart away with that yakahula, higgy doola too. I'm coming back to you, my hula-loo. Beside the sea at Waikiki, you're gonna play for me. And once again, you'll sway my heart away with that yakahula, higgy doola too.
Al, a moment ago you were talking about old times in New York. Gee, I imagine almost any place in this town stirs up memories for you.
That's right, Oscar. You know, I'm a very sentimental fella. You know, yesterday I was sitting in Lindy's restaurant, and as old friends came in to shake my hand, I don't know, I got a lump in my throat.
Probably a piece of marinated herring.
Oscar, look, one more remark like that, you can pack your piano, go back to Hollywood, where men are men and the women have all been married to Bob Topping. But Oscar, honestly, look, doesn't it feel good to be back in New York? Have you been up and down Broadway, the Great White Way, have you?
Yeah, and I think I know why they call it the Great White Way.
Really?
It's lined with stores that sell nothing but vanilla frozen custard.
Oscar.
Oscar, boy, I don't know.
Maybe that's not the reason why it's called the Great White Way.
I don't know. Broadway may have a few hot dog stands and penny arcades, but to me, it'll always be Broadway. In fact, New York brings back many memories. Memories of people I knew. Lois Ziegfeld, George M. Cohan, Diamond Jim Brady,
Peter Stuyvesant.
Wait a minute now, Oscar, look. I may not be eligible for universal military training. But you know I wasn't in New York when Peter Stuyvesant was around.
That's right, you were on the road.
What?
But Al, believe me, I was just kidding. And sincerely, I'd like to congratulate you on winning the variety poll. You've been selected as the best male singing star. Male, I said.
Yeah?
I guess you know nothing about it, huh?
No, not a thing. That is, outside of me winning first prize and Bing Crosby taking second and Perry Como coming third.
Must be a great feeling coming in ahead of Crosby and Como.
Well, you know the old adage, Oscar, age before beauty. What am I saying?
Al, that makes about the 10th award you've received this season. And I can't think of anybody who needs an award less than you do.
Well, Oscar, to make my joy complete tonight, will you play that Russian Western Union song? You know, the one that goes...
You mean Kachaturian Saber Dance?
You said it for me, Oscar. Now get over to that piano and play it, son, play it.
Any more salad, Mom?
Yes, they even call for seconds when the salad's made with America's favorite, the one and only Miracle Whip. For everyone loves its lively, different flavor. Zesty, yet not a bit too sharp, it's a truly appealing flavor, one that simply can't be copied. Made by a secret recipe, Miracle Whip salad dressing, you know, is a unique type of dressing. It combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise to give you the best of both. You'll marvel, too, at its satin-smooth texture. A special beater, patented by Kraft, gives it a creamy velvet perfection. Yes, top all your salads with the dressing millions prefer. The one and only Miracle Whip.
Oscar, may I tell you something? That really sounds delightful. What is it?
It's Mozart Symphony, number 40.
Mozart 40, Rachmaninoff 2nd, Tchaikovsky 5th. Numbers, numbers. Didn't those guys ever think of titles instead of numbers for their compositions?
Back in 1750, you remember, Al. A guy like Mozart knocked out about 41 symphonies. If he had had to stop to think about titles, he'd never get them finished.
You know, I've often wondered how those 18th century court porters would get along under present-day conditions.
Very simple, Al. I'm Mozart. Let's see what happens. Hoo-ha! I've just completed another one.
Hoo-ha! I just completed another one.
I think I'll call it Symphony 69, Opus 75, Movement 12. I'll take it right down to my publishers. Bewitched, Bewildered, and Bernstein. Hoo-ha! Here's their offices now. Good morning. Are you bewildered?
No, I'm bewitched. Bewildered in Florida. Now, what can I do for you?
My name is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but you can call me Mo for short. I've just finished Symphony 69, Opus 75, Movement 12. I'd like to get it published.
Well, let me hear it. Oh, that's great. I'll take it. I think it has the makings of another nature boy. But listen, Amadeus. I mean, Mo. I don't like the title.
But that's where you're wrong, Mr. Bewitched.
I'm Bewildered. Bewitched is in Florida.
But Mr. Bewildered, Symphony 69, Opus 75, Movement 12 is such a peachy title. Why, Mad King Ludwig is off his rocker about it.
Look, I don't care, Amadeus. Who's off it? With that title, I could never get Nero to give it a plug on his violin. Or Al Jolson to sing it. Now, we've got to think of a new title, something lively, something snappy.
Hoo-ha, I've got it. How about Swing High, Swing Low, but Swing Until You're Blue in the Face?
That's sensational. We'll put Sophie Tucker's picture on the cover and sell a million copies.
Thank you, Mr. Bewitched.
Look, I'm Bernstein, Bewitched in Florida. You're bewildered.
You're telling me I'm bewildered. And now I've got another new song for you. Poor Butterfly.
Look, Mo, that's not a new song. The first time I sang that, it was still a caterpillar. Now give me a light butterfly arpeggio, and I'll sing it for you.
Oh, butterfly, neither blossom waiting. Oh, butterfly, 'cause she loved him so. The moments pass into hours, the hours pass into years, and as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low. The moon and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he don't come back, then I never a sigh or cry. I just must die. Poor butterfly.
That was very nice, Al. Now I think I've got to play.
Oscar, if you've got to play, why don't you play something nice and sweet? Something romantic that a dewy-eyed girl would like.
From the way the election returns have been coming in, nobody seems to be dewy-eyed.
Oscar, just a moment, please. You're speaking of the governor of a great state that has produced many famous men.
Who are they?
Well, there's Al Jolson.
That's for sure, but who else?
Let's see. There's Al Jolson.
You seem to be in a rut.
Well, from there on, the list is a little hazy. But you know, Oscar, I don't care about being regarded as a famous man. I've never wanted to be a political figure or a statesman.
What care I who makes the laws of a nation? Let those who will take care of its rights and wrongs. What care I, who cares for the world's affairs? As long as I can sing its popular song. Let me sing a funny song with crazy words that roll along. And if my song can start you laughing, I'm happy. I'm happy. Let me sing a sad refrain, a broken heart that loved in vain. And if my song can start you crying, I'm happy. Let me croon a low-down blues to lift you out of your seat. If my song can reach your shoes and start you tapping your feet, I'm happy. Let me sing a gypsy's charm, cotton fields and mammy's arms. If my song can make you homesick, I'm happy. Let me sing a Dixie's charm, cotton fields and mammy's arms. If my song can make you homesick, I'm happy.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm really glad you liked that little song. As an encore, I'd like to sing another one that was written in honor of Mother's Day by Harry Axe. And Mother's Day, you know, is next Sunday. Of course, every day should really be Mother's Day. Send her a bunch of roses. Mom loves roses. Make it an extra large bouquet. Send her a bunch of roses, red, red roses. Remember Mother's Day. And why don't you write a letter, or still better, hop on a train without delay. Maybe a few caresses, best expresses love on Mother's Day. And if you're too far away to be there on that day, call her up. She'll be home. When she answers the ring, you'll be proud of the king with a queen on the phone. Follow it up with roses, red, red roses, that remind you, if I may. Send her a million kisses, sweet, sweet kisses. Remember Mother's Day.
Jolson, keep singing. I'll come back when you get to Father's Day.
Russell, come here. If you're going to annoy me, go back to the Marx Brothers.
Never mind my brothers. Jolson, I understand you've got a lot of money.
Well?
Is it true since you're back in New York, the Chase National Bank has a man up in their window moving the decimal points to the right?
Look, Groucho, please. I haven't got so much. Why, all my money is in my sock.
Really?
Yeah.
All the time I thought you were wearing elevator shoes.
What? But look, for your benefit, let me tell you something. There's no secret to my making money. I just happen to have a good head for figures. That's
fine.
All.
Do you mind if I do a little arithmetic on your forehead?
No, wait.
Jolson, you're not the only one with money.
Yeah?
I give away thousands of dollars every week.
Yeah, but that's on a quiz show.
You bet your life. It happens to be my program.
Well, Gaucho,
for your information, at a Kraft Music Hall, and you shouldn't need any information, we just sell cheese.
Cheese? Well, here's an Elgin American compact.
Yeah? What's that got there?
Fill it up with Swiss cheese and listen to it yodel.
Say, you know something? I always thought I would be a good contestant on a quiz show.
Well, if you like a quiz, I happen to have a couple of questions in my pocket and a couple of ladies in the balcony.
Yeah?
I wish I had the questions in the balcony and the ladies in my pocket.
Go ahead, Groucho. Ask me a question.
Okay. Cheese a subject you like.
What?
Cheese a subject you like.
Wait a minute. Just a minute. It says, first, choose a subject you like.
Jolson, when I'm working for Kraft, I'm working for Kraft. Okay, choose a subject you like.
Al Jolson.
No, Al, choose something that hasn't been kicked around so much.
Oh, I don't care, Groucho. Ask me anything.
All right, think carefully now.
Yeah.
Don't be nervous.
Yeah.
Now then.
Yeah.
Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
I didn't quite get it.
Well, you will eventually. Yeah. Now, let's see. Let me see. Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
I should know. I sent flowers.
Yes, and collect. Jolson?
Yeah.
Jolson, you're remarkable.
Thank you.
Here you are, old enough to be your father. Yet you have a... Yet you have a mind as clear as a bell.
Thank you.
The one in Philadelphia that's cracked. Say, how come you don't own a baseball team like Hope and Crosby?
Oh, I used to have a baseball team, the Al Jolson Bloomer Girls.
Well, how come you bought a girls' team?
I was lonesome. But Groucho, they were all good players. I coached them myself, and I couldn't get to first base.
Yeah, some of those bags are tough. Well, since you like baseball,
yeah?
Could I sell you the third base at Ebbets Field?
That's the silliest thing I ever heard. How could you sell me the third base from Ebbets Field?
The Dodgers haven't been using it this season.
Oh, I... No use trying to...
I'll probably get lynched on my way out.
No use trying to sell me anything, Groucho. This year, I'm busy with my singing.
Then how about an insurance policy?
What?
You're always singing on your knees.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
I've got a policy that'll cover you against housemaid's knee.
Yeah?
It also covers the housemaid.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen your housemaid, and she can stand covering.
Groucho, how can you sell me a policy? You're not an insurance man.
Give me that again, Al.
Groucho, I said you're not an insurance man. How can you sell me a policy?
Oh, no? Well, I'm the head of an insurance company. You've heard of Lloyd's of London?
Sure.
Well, they insure people against my company.
Oh.
Now, I also have a retirement policy written especially for you.
For me?
It allows you to retire 5 times. Why, in 20 years, you can tell everybody to jump in the lake. Would you like to buy a lake?
You can't. Now, wait a minute. You're deaf. You can't sell anyone a lake.
Yes, I can. I'll have it delivered to your home a quarter at a time.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to bring me a lake, be sure it's Veronica. Look, Groucho.
How we slaved over that one.
I wish I'd never run into you on the train.
Oh, yes, Jolson. That reminds me. Would you like to buy an electric train for your baby?
Now, look, my kid is only 4 months old. He wouldn't own an electric train from a hole in the ground.
Well, would you like to buy a hole in the ground?
Go on, fill it up with the lake you want to sell me.
Jolson, I can't go away empty-handed. Would you be interested in a mink coat? I shot it in the Latin Quarter, but you can patch that part.
Groucho, there's an old saying, a fool and his money are soon parted.
That's not true. Nobody's been able to part Jolson from his money.
Levan, how would you like to buy Jolson?
I'm not for sale. I mean, if I was, the price would be very high because I'm like a string of precious diamonds around a lady's neck.
Well, I'll admit you've been around a lot of ladies' necks.
What?
I've got something for you, Levan. How'd you like to buy a piano with no legs?
How would I play it?
You lie down on the floor.
Never mind. I don't play low-down piano.
You see, Oscar's too bright for you, Groucho. He's a smart musician.
That reminds me, Levan. I bought one of your records, but I can't play it. I haven't got a needle.
Use your head.
I can't. That's a noodle.
I seem to be the water boy in a battle of wits.
I also bought your Debussy album.
Uh-huh. Smart guy, huh? That's Debussy.
That's what?
Debussy. Debussy.
Debussy is on Fifth Avenue. Yeah. Now, Levan, about that Debussy album, there's a crack in it running all the way from Afternoon of a Thorn to Clair de Lune.
Well, maybe they've been seeing too much of each other.
Levan, it's your responsibility. When I buy a dozen eggs and one is cracked, I take it back.
An egg, and I know from experience, is easier to make than a record.
Oscar, not for a chicken.
Groucho, don't bother me. I'm an artist. My head is in the clouds.
It is? Well, would you like to buy an umbrella?
You go away for the flowers. You may come your way.
Never mention an umbrella around.
The flowers.
Please.
I thought someone threw me a cue.
I told you something, it won't be a cue. Levan, I'm going to give you one more chance to buy something. Can I sell you an electric train?
No, thanks. The government is liable to take it over next Tuesday.
Jolson, you've got to buy something. I'm not trying to make money for myself. There's a little one waiting for me. She needs clothes. She needs shoes. She needs food.
All right, Groucho. But you don't have to sell me anything. Here. Here's $100 for the little one. But I'd like to see her. Come on, tell me, Groucho. Where is she?
She's waiting at the store club.
At the store club? You'd better take another 100.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing, it seems to me, is so refreshing after a long, warm day, quite so good for that tired-of-it-all feeling, as a cool, crisp salad. No doubt about it, it certainly does something for dinner. Of course, the dressing has to be just right, so top your salads with the one and only Miracle Whip. It's the most popular salad dressing ever created, and for two very good reasons, flavor and texture. Yes, Miracle Whip salad dressing has a lively, teasing flavor all its own, a different, can't-be-copied goodness that millions prefer. It's a unique type of dressing that combines the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, and the recipe belongs only to Kraft. It's easy to see why men especially really enjoy a salad made with Miracle Whip. It's irresistible. Then its texture, too, is something you'll be sure to appreciate. A special Kraft beater gives it surpassing smoothness. Keep plenty on hand for this summer's salad. It's truly the one and only famous Miracle Whip.
Folks, since I've been in New York, I've seen a lot of shows and I've heard a lot of songs. But one of the best I heard in a long time is from the stage show, Brigadoon.
Come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day, darling, my darling. 'Tis all I can say. Just come to me, bend to me, kiss me good day. Give me your lips and don't take them
is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From May 6, 1948, the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar Levant and special guest Groucho Marx. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, or if you'd just like to talk about old-time radio, Drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.